From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials to honor America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack 75 years ago. Tuesday, Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning is a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasakawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Mr. Abe hopes to underscore the U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama, who's vacationing there. Horning acknowledges how little the current generation understands the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past histories.
A Japanese spokesman says Mr. Abe will not apologize for the attack on Pearl Harbor. The visit follows an unprecedented trip last May to Hiroshima, Japan, by Mr. Obama. Cited the dropping of the U.S. atomic bomb in 1945, Mr. Obama offered no apology then. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the official said it will likely be postponed until January 24th. The country is racked by a jihadist insurgency and driven by clan rivalries and is supposed to swear in members of parliament on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Russia Tuesday said it recovered a flight data recorder that might provide clues to the sudden crash of a Russian military plane en route to Syria Sunday that killed all 92 people aboard. The head of the aviation accident investigation team, Alexander Tatarok, said divers placed the recorder in a container of seawater to preserve data. It will be taken to Moscow for evaluation. A massive recovery operation has been underway to retrieve bodies and wreckage from the Tupolev 154 that crashed shortly after takeoff from Sochi. Among the passengers, dozens of members of the acclaimed Red Army Choir. Exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in absentia for posting on Facebook a fake government pledge to dissolve the country's border with Vietnam. Two of his social media colleagues were also sentenced each to 3 years. Members of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party have complained of a crackdown by the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, who's been in power for the past 3 decades. Turkey Monday said it wants international air support for an assault on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of El Bab. Ibrahim Kalin, spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said the international coalition must carry out its duties regarding aerial support to the battle they're fighting in El Bab. Not giving such support, he said, is unacceptable. Turkish-backed forces have taken increasing casualties in a weeks-long offensive to take the town. Turkey has been trying to clear its border area of IS and Kurdish fighters. In the northeast Nigerian city Maiduguri, a repeated target of Boko Haram attacks, a female suicide bomber was the only fatality in an apparent attack on a cattle market. The incident occurred at the Kasuwan Shanu Market in the Kasuwa district. A second would-be female bomber was arrested. Indian police Monday said they arrested 4 men suspected of drugging and raping an American tourist at a New Delhi hotel earlier this year. Among the suspects, a tour guide, his associate, a driver, and hotel employee. Dipendra Pathak is the New Delhi Joint Police Commissioner.
Delhi police will also seek the police remand custody for all these 4 accused for further custodial interrogation and further developing and collecting the evidences related to this case.
The suspects denied the charges, the alleged April assault, the latest attack on female foreign tourists in India. Just days after the UN Security Council approved, with U.S. abstention, a resolution criticizing Israel's settlements, President-elect Donald Trump chided the world body as sad. In a tweet Monday, Mr. Trump said the UN has had such great potential. Right now, it's just a club for people to get together, talk, and have a good time. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.